Welcome to Legislative Report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week we'd like to begin by talking about the state budget that has recently been completed. This budget each year is very important, and we're always trying to keep costs down. What's been going on this year?
That's correct. The state budget is the single largest piece of legislation that we undertake each year in Harrisburg, and it's an almost $40 billion state budget. In late June, the General Assembly passed and the governor signed the budget for the years 2021 and 2022. Since its passage, I've been sharing details about the plan, and I'm going to continue to do so in the coming weeks. The largest expense in our annual state budget comes from our human services program. In this year's budget alone, we are investing $17.3 billion in medical assistance, which is the state's Medicaid program. And these programs support people with intellectual disabilities and autism, child care services, homeless assistance, services for the visually impaired, and more. That spending represents a $1.8 billion or 11% increase over last year. It's our single largest cost driver. And as many people know, the cost of healthcare is going up significantly. This is no different than others. And we need to continue to handle that and manage that responsibly so that it doesn't crowd out other state spending. While some of these increases are a result of federal mandates, others are due to new and quite honestly, unauthorized programs created by our Department of Human Services and the Wolf administration. As a result, there are consistently cost overruns in the department that must be paid through what we call supplemental appropriations at the end of each fiscal year. To help stop this from happening, we included language in our budget-related bill known as the Fiscal Code to prevent DHS from creating new programs that are not expressly authorized or funded by the General Assembly. And if you'd like to learn more about this or our state budget in general, you can go to pahousegop.com and look for the budget link.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is something that kind of goes under the radar a lot of times, and that is human trafficking. This is a very complex topic. Can you tell us a little bit about what this is and what we've been doing to combat this?
Human trafficking is defined as the recruitment, transportation, transfer, harboring or receipt of people through force, fraud, or deception, for forced labor or sexual exploitation. Human trafficking frequently victimizes women and children and is the second largest criminal enterprise in the world. It's also one of the fastest growing, and it is happening right here in Pennsylvania, unfortunately. So three bills were adopted by the House earlier this year as part of a package of measures designed to combat human trafficking, and they've now been signed into law. Act 32 of 2021 will prohibit defendants in human trafficking cases from introducing evidence of a victim's past sexual victimization or allegations, ensuring victims of this horrible crime have the same protections provided to victims of other sexual abuse offenses outlined in the Rape Shield Law. Act 38 of 2021 will add human trafficking and strangulation to the list of convictions affecting a child custody determination. With one in seven children reported missing becoming victims of child sex trafficking, the goal of this law is to prevent more children from suffering the same fate. Act 45 of 2021 will expand the list of offenses that require state inmates to participate in Department of Corrections counseling or therapy for sex offenders to include those convicted of human trafficking involving sexual servitude or other criminal offenses involving sexual abuse of a minor. If you or someone you know is a victim of human trafficking, you can call the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 888-373-7888. That's 888-373-7888. Or you can text 233-733.
And finally, Representative, we all know that college tuition is one of those expenses that keeps going up and up and up, and we have at least found a way to start saving ahead for our children's college tuition. What's going on with the 529 college savings plan?
529 college savings plans are a very popular option for individuals who are planning to save for future college education expenses. The Pennsylvania 529 college savings program had its best year ever in the fiscal year 2020-2021. According to the state treasury, more than 25,000 new PA 529 accounts were opened in the past year, while bringing in more than $732 million in total contributions. These numbers are the largest in the program's nearly 30-year history. And again, if you're interested, I encourage you to sign up. You can find out more about the program and its benefits at patreasury.gov. Again, patreasury.gov.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in again for Legislative Report with State Representative Ryan McKenzie.